Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5 o'clock. Coming up over the next half an hour, a retired parish priest in North Inishowen says the tragic collision that took the lives of two 18-year-olds in the early hours of yesterday morning was felt right across the peninsula. There are calls for the publication of a key report on the A5 to allow work along the long-awaited project to begin as soon as possible. Police in the north are investigating after a man was assaulted in Derry, and Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to two incidents on Halloween night, one in Donegal Town and the other in Carndonagh. These stories in full, plus more to come. Kenny Harkin will also be live with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. First up in news, a retired parish priest in North Inishowen says the tragic collision that took the lives of two 18-year-olds in the early hours of yesterday morning was felt right across the peninsula. Alana Harkin and Thomas Gallagher, both from Glenealy, died in a single car collision at Terowee on the R238. Father Jim McGonigal was called to the scene, calling it one of the most traumatic experiences of his 50-plus years in the priesthood. On today's 9 till noon show, Father McGonigal says he's known all of those in the car since they were children, and in the case of Alana Harkin, literally from the day she was born.
She was prematurely born in Knockmagalbin Hospital, and I was there. We thought at the beginning she would lose, but she won her fight, and she turned out to be one of the most wonderful young people that I'd known in my lifetime.
Thomas?
He was in Mabill Community College because his family had more connections, even though they were living in Jamestown Park in Glenealy, they had more connections with the Mabill, the Greencastle parish, and that's where his funeral would be because both his father and mother are from there. I would have known him when he was at the National School. The three of them, Patrick, who has survived, Patrick McKinney, and both Alana and Thomas, they all attended together the National School in Glenealy. The fact that Alana was at the Carndonagh Community School and Thomas was at the Mabill Community College meant that all those young people from all those schools are involved. So it's and their families. So it's the burden will be shared, I know, but at the same time, it's very, very difficult for the whole community.
Gardaí renewed their appeal to anyone with information about the collision to come forward, and in particular, they're urging anyone on the R238 between Culdaff and Glenealy between midnight and 1 o'clock yesterday morning, and you may have dashcam footage to make it available. There are calls for the publication of a key report on the A5 to allow work to begin along the awaited project to begin as soon as possible. The Planning Appeals Commission has delivered its report to the Department for Infrastructure following the most recent public inquiry. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says it's clear the redevelopment of the road has the support of the local community. That has been echoed by West Tyrone MP Orla Begley, who says the project could start within a matter of months, provided the Irish government now follows through on funding commitments.
I haven't had sight of the report yet, but I'm very hopeful that it will reflect the widespread support that there was at the A5 public inquiry and indeed highlights the necessity for the A5 to proceed. I had attended the public inquiry, and throughout those numerous days we heard from many bereaved families from the local community and indeed from business leaders within the local area, all who supported the delivery of the A5, and it was reflected at the public inquiry that there was widespread support to deliver the A5 upgrades. So I anticipate that that will be reflected within the report.
You believe then that work on the first stretch from new buildings towards Sine Mills will begin possibly within the next 12 months in the middle of 2024, and that within 2 years, by this time in 2025, we should be seeing substantial progress?
Yes, that's correct. Those are the dates and the timeline that's been given by the Department for Infrastructure. That they're ready to go. They have the contractors and the design teams in place, which will allow for construction to begin by spring 2024 at the very latest, but we're hopeful that that can proceed as soon as possible. The only other commitment, I suppose, which we're holding their feet to the fire is in relation to the Irish government. They had originally agreed to co-fund the A5 and later had reneged on that commitment, but we're ensuring that all is done in the intervening period to ensure that the Irish government uplift their contribution in respect of the A5 in line with their original commitment, which was to co-fund the project.
Police in the north are investigating after a man was assaulted in Derry in the early hours of Sunday. The man, aged in his early 20s, suffered facial injuries after an attack on Foyle Street at around 2 in the morning. The PSNI had described it as a nasty assault, which left the victim distressed as well as physically injured. It says its investigation is ongoing and is asking any witnesses or those who have footage to come forward. Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to two incidents on Halloween night, one in Donegal Town and the other in Carndonagh. On the Community Garda information slot on today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh told Greg Hughes that in Donegal Town incident, a derelict factory was targeted.
Is this a criminal damage by fire incident, Greg, which happened in the Milltown area of Donegal Town last Tuesday, so a week ago today, at approximately 8:45 p.m. on the 31st. Gardaí were alerted to the fact that a derelict factory was on fire at the location, and the fire services attended the scene and extinguished the fire, but there was extensive damage caused to the interior of the building. We believe the fire may have started between 8 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. and at this stage we believe it was started maliciously. So again, anybody who was in the area at the time and who has dash cam to make it available to Gardaí at Ballyshannon, or anybody who has information to contact Ballyshannon Garda Station, 07198 58530.
And in Carndonagh?
Yes, this is an incident which happened last Tuesday night, the 31st, Halloween night. The people involved may have seen it as some sort of a prank, but that's not how it's been looked at by the injured parties and by the Gardaí. So two males entered the rear garden at an address at Chapel Street, Carndonagh, and it caused significant damage while there. They took a number of flower pots and two bins with them when they were leaving. One of the bins was recovered at Church Dance Quarters, Carndonagh, but none of the other property has been recovered. Again, so that's last Tuesday night in Carndonagh, Chapel Street. Appealing for anybody who travelled in the areas of Chapel Street or Church Dance Quarters, and again, who has dash cam to make it available, and to contact anybody who may have information, to contact Gardaí in Buncrana, 07493 205 40.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will have overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period. His comments mark the clearest indication that Israel plans to maintain control of the Palestinian territory. It's a month since Hamas fighters killed and abducted Israeli citizens, with Israel responding by consistently pounding Gaza, killing more than 10,000 people. Palestine's ambassador to Ireland, Dr. Ghislaine Abdel-Majid, has hit out at Israel for striking parts of southern Gaza, despite telling civilians to leave the north.
There is no safe place in Gaza. We have 1 million people who were dragged or forcibly displaced from the north of Gaza to the south. And even though Israel's continue to bombardment the south of Gaza, this morning 11 people in one family was bombarded.
An investigation has been launched at a business premises this morning in Pierce Ward, Letterkenny, close to the junction with Oliver Plunkett Road. Aidan Delaney has more details.
The alarm was activated and Gardaí were alerted to the fact that a burglary was in progress shortly before 6:20 this morning. Gardaí immediately attended the scene, but nobody was present. The glass in the front door of the premises had been smashed in order to gain entry and some damage had been caused within. The investigation is at an early stage and Gardaí say they're in the process of establishing whether or not anything was taken. They're urging anybody who was in the area of the Pierce Road or surrounding areas this morning between 5:45 and 6:45 and saw anything suspicious to come forward, or anyone who has dashcam footage to make it available to them. Gardaí are asking people to contact them in Letterkenny. Alternatively, the Garda confidential line may be contacted on 1800 666 111.
The European Commissioner for the Environment will visit Ireland later this month after accepting an invitation from the Taoiseach and Agriculture Minister. It follows anger amongst some farmers at a reduction to nitrates degradation limits, which will take effect in January. The nitrates directive follows Ireland to spread more organic nitrogen per hectare more than other European countries. Minister Charlie McConnellogue says it's something the sector needs to retain.
Maintaining the derogation is really, really important to our farming model, particularly to our dairy sector. It's something I'm absolutely committed to doing, and it's something farmers are carrying out massive work to make sure that we're improving water quality so that we can maintain that derogation into the future. It's really, really important to our farming sector, and I'm determined to make sure we keep it.
Gardaí and Ballyshannon are investigating an incident on the N3 Baleek Road outside Ballyshannon. It took place in the early hours of Saturday morning last, shortly after 1 a.m. Two pedestrians were hit by a vehicle. with both brought to hospital. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Gillian Walsh made this appeal.
Collision which occurred last Friday night, Saturday morning, the 4th of November, shortly after 1 a.m. on the N3 at Temple New Ballyshannon. So that's the Ballyshannon Balik Road. The collision involved two pedestrians and a vehicle. Again, the vehicle was travelling from the Ballyshannon in direction of Balik at the time of the collision, as were the pedestrians. Both pedestrians were taken to hospital to receive treatment for the injury sustained, and the driver of the vehicle was not injured. So Gardaí and Ballyshannon are appealing to anybody who may have travelled along this stretch of road between 12:30 a.m. and 1:15 a.m. that's last Saturday morning, the 4th of November, and again, anybody who has dash cam to make it available to us. And again, if anybody has relevant information to the collision, they should contact Ballyshannon Garda Station.
Women in the west and northwest of Ireland have the highest life expectancy in the country. Figures from Eurostat show women in the region have a life expectancy of 84.9 on average, and while men have a life expectancy of 80.4, marginally below the Eastern and Midlands region. The life expectancy for women across the whole of the European Union was 82.9 and men 77.2. The area with the longest life expectancy was the Madrid region of Spain, where on average women live to 88 and men live to 82. Gardaí, faced with trauma, crisis or mental health challenges, are a priority for An Garda Síochána. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is before the Oireachtas Justice Committee this afternoon and says the fact that 640 Gardaí have been injured while serving the public between January and September this year is a huge concern. The Garda Representative Association says the force is not an attractive place to work amid a higher incidence of violence against the frontline officers. President of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, says there's a long queue to see the Garda doctor who signs off on a member's return to work after an injury.
Certainly there's no reason why the best medical services in the state cannot be accessed to speed this process. But certainly we look at it from a welfare perspective, but yes, the public and delivery of service, it doesn't make any sense. It's crazy that people are waiting so long to see a doctor. It just doesn't make any sense.
The time's 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. We're going over to Kenny Harkin for all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and locally, the Donegal Junior League have announced John Francis Dugan as their new Oscar Traynor team manager. The new man in charge was appointed this morning after successfully completing his interview with the league executive on Monday night at Diamond Park in Ballyhair. Cross-channel Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has stood by his post-match comments on Saturday. And his club's criticism of the refereeing standards. He called the decision to award Newcastle's goal in a 1-0 defeat a disgrace and embarrassing. He doubled down on that today by saying he has a duty to protect his players, the club and the game. Well, in the Champions League this evening, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers says he's confident that they can cause a surprise in their Champions League game this evening. The Scottish champions are in Spain to take on Atletico Madrid. The other game in Group E sees Lazio up against Feyenoord. And Newcastle are among the first in action this evening. Eddie Howe's side are away to Borussia Dortmund in a Group F game that starts at 5:45. The other game in that group has an 8 o'clock start, which sees AC Milan host Paris Saint-Germain. And a Manchester City win at home to Young Boys will see the Premier League champions guarantee a last 16 spot with two games to spare. Red Star Belgrade play RB Leipzig in the Group G's other game. Barcelona, they only need a draw against Shakhtar Donetsk and a neutral Hamburg to guarantee a knockout spot. That game kicks off shortly as well at 5:45 at 8 o'clock. Porto, they're up against Antwerp. In the Scottish Premiership, St Johnstone will be hoping to make a winning start under new boss Craig Levein when they host Motherwell. The former Scotland manager returns to the dugout after a four-year break to try and save the struggling Scottish Premiership side. And Ipswich, they can move 1 point off the top of the Championship if they get a victory tonight away to Georgie Kelly's struggling Rotherham. Tonight's hosts have won just twice this season and are 5 points adrift from safety. In Gaelic games, Tullamore are to appeal the proposed bans arising from last month's Leinster Football Championship meeting with Summerhill. An on-playing member of their panel is facing a 96-week suspension for shoving referee Barry Tiernan. A club official has also seen a 48-week ban proposed for their part in the post-match fracas. It's reported that Tullamore have enlisted the services of the same solicitor that represented Kilcoo in their attempts to change the referee for the down final. In rugby, Munster head coach Graham Rowntree says RG Snyman's latest injury will sideline him for months rather than weeks. The Springbok lock will undergo surgery later this week on the injury to his chest and shoulder region. Snyman only returned in March after more than 2 years out with a recurrence of an ACL issue. And despite links with Lyon, Rowntree says they will do all they can to retain the services of Jean Klein. Finally for this evening, in cricket, an unbeaten knock of 201 from Glenn Maxwell has secured Australia's semi-final place at the World Cup, having been set a target for victory of 292 by Afghanistan in Delhi. Australia won by 3 wickets. Australia had been 91 for 7 at one point. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. A digital policy expert is encouraging parents to teach children about the dangers of social media. Dr. Elizabeth Farry says targeted advertising and the hyper-personalisation of For You pages are trapping young people into a rabbit hole of harmful content. Human rights group Amnesty International have accused the social media platform TikTok of romanticising mental health issues in 2 new reports. Today, a movement to ban smartphones in primary schools is to be discussed in the Cabinet. Dr. Ferries is the director of UCD Centre for Digital Policy and says while it might be difficult to impose a ban, there are other ways children to communicate with their parents.
Actually, I have been impressed with the resurfacing of the Nokia phones and the use of the 3-key texting. It's true, there are communication access points. We need to see those principles specifically, but there are freedom of expression concerns attached to outright bans, yes.
Police in Omagh are growing concerned for the whereabouts of Winnie McDonough. Winnie was last seen in the Omagh area at around 10 to 11 last night. It's believed she's wearing a white jumper with a black body warmer, along with black jeans and white trainers. Those with information are asked to contact 101. The jury in the Aisling Murphy murder trial has been told Josef Puszka has provided an unequivocal structure of lies and mistruths. However, the defence told its jurors they must be very careful in assessing the evidence provided to them in the case. Andrew Louth reports.
Prosecuting counsel Ms. Anne-Marie Lawler told a jury of 9 men and 3 women that Josef Puszka made a clear, spontaneous confession to the murder of Aisling Murphy while a patient in St. James's Hospital. In her closing remarks, she added there was no suggestion from anyone that Mr. Puszka didn't make the confession. Defence counsel Michael Bowman said in his closing speech that he was not sure that this case was as straightforward as the prosecution would have everyone believe. He then asked why Josef Puszka would admit to having his clothes burnt if it wasn't the truth. In his charge to the jury this evening, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt told the jurors that if they believe Josef Puszka's version of events, that he was attacked by a masked man who also killed Aisling Murphy, then they must acquit. He will continue his charge tomorrow. Mr. Puszka, who's 33, with an address of Linalee Grove, Mucklagh, County Offaly, denies murder. Andrew Lyon at the Central Criminal Court.
The government has sold more of its shares in AIB. It has disposed of 5% of its stake in the bank, bringing €515 million into the exchequer. Finance Minister Michael McGrath says the sale is a display of confidence in the banking system.
We continue to hold over 40% of AIB, but I think what this share sale shows is a high level of confidence in the Irish banking system, in the future of these banks, and I'm very satisfied with the outcome of this disposal.
West Tyrone MLA Melisha McHugh says that increasing difficulties are being experienced by patients attempting to access NHS dental provisions are highlighted by a Strabane mother being told that July of next year is the earliest date that an appointment could be offered for her children. Mr. McHugh says a BBC investigation earlier this year found that almost 90% of practices in the north are not accepting adults and children for dental care. And he says that seems very much to be the case in Strabane. He says the Dental Department of Health plan to develop a scheme to improve access to urgent and emergency dental care must be progressed.
I'm talking about in the Strabane area itself, where I had a very parent that had contacted me only last week. And she was concerned in particular about the general dental health and well-being of her children. And the earliest appointment that she actually was July of 2024. effectively, you know, the only way that one could get an earlier appointment is that if you were going along there, we'll say, to pay for it. So for National Health patients, they definitely are at a serious disadvantage. And this particular parent as well, too, they actually not only did they attempt to transfer to other dentists in the Stavan area, but they were unable to do that. That other dentists are not actually taking on new patients either, particularly for NHS patients.
What needs to be done here? Is this a matter of increasing supply? Is this a matter of increasing the payments to dentists?
The NHS is meant to be free at the point of entry. I know too that dentists, that it is run as a business and it must be viable as a business as well too, and that their problem in many respects is that they're not being compensated adequately for their NHS services by government, and that is what has to be addressed.
Looking now to the weather forecast. A mix of scattered showers and bright spells this evening and light to moderate westerly winds backing south 30 later. Wet and breezy tonight with outbreaks of rain and drizzle moving in from the southwest and extending to all areas overnight. Fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds with lowest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees. To wrap up this evening's headlines, a retired parish priest in North Inishowen says the tragic collision that took the lives of two 18-year-olds in the early hours of yesterday morning was felt right across the peninsula. There are calls for the publication of a key report on the A5 to allow work along the waited to begin as soon as possible. Police in the north are investigating after a man was assaulted in Derry in the early hours of Sunday morning, and Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to two incidents on Halloween night, one in Donegal town and the other in Carndonagh. That's all for now. I'll be back with you again at 6 o'clock for the latest news headlines. In the meantime, keep up to date with all the latest local news on our website, highlandradio.com. From myself and the news team, until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, November 7th. The death has taken place of Frankie Fletcher, 19 Cornmill Avenue, Buncrana. Removal from McLaughlin's funeral home in Buncrana tomorrow at 1 o'clock, going to his sister Anne's residence in St. Oran's Road, Buncrana. Viewing time from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow, and 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. on Thursday. Funeral from there on Friday at 9:30, going to St. Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock. Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed online at churchservices.tv. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10:30 a.m. The death has taken place of Alana Harkin, Fellmore, Glenelly. Alana's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Bochan, Kildaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the neonatal unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on kildaffparish.com. The death has occurred of Samuel Sammy Sheehan, 2 Westbrook, Buncrana, Donegal, and formerly 16 Rathowan Park, Derry. Sammy's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10 a.m, going to St. Mary's Church, Cockhill, Buncrana, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please visit highlandradio.com.